Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to all elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture.
Hello everyone, my name is Pano Apostolou. You're listening to a podcast from SBS Greek. Second generation Greek-Australian artist Chris Zandis is one of the community curators of the exhibition Nosti, Homecomings, Stories of the Ionian Island Diaspora in Queensland, which takes place at the University of Queensland R.D. Milts Antiquities Museum. It is a community-led three-year collaboration featuring more than 80 objects and oral histories, and the exhibition will run through 2027. I have the pleasure to have on the other side of the telephone line Chris Zandis. Chris, thank you very much for accepting SBS Greek invitation to share us a few things about this exhibition.
It's my pleasure, my absolute pleasure.
So let's start with the title, Nosti, Nostos. Would you like to explain to us, to tell us, what is Nostos for you mean personally?
It means homecomings. Nosti is about return, not always to a place, but to a memory, to a story, and to ourselves.
What made you say, yes, let's do it, let's move on, I want to be involved? What was that?
I was at a community meeting at the Greek Club in Brisbane, and we were told briefly about what the exhibition wanted to do. I immediately thought, okay, this is very interesting to me as an artist as well, and that I wanted to make sure that there was a women's story. I say that because one of my strongest motivations was to give space to the women of the diaspora, whose stories are often present but unspoken. Women's migration was not passive or secondary. It was heroic, complex, and foundational to community survival. I wanted the exhibition to gently resist patriarchal storytelling and offer a more balanced, truthful view of history. So when I was working with the curators, I understood more of this journey of the women that came across the ocean. It wasn't just an Odysseus story. It had the women's mythology involved in it as well.
Was there anything that surprised you most when you listened to the family's oral histories?
I witnessed firsthand the cathartic power of people telling their stories aloud, often for the first time in public. They weren't historical accounts. They were moments of release and pride and recognition. There were feelings of great emotion and even tears as they were saying their oral stories. It became a form of healing, both for individuals and for the community as a whole.
My understanding, Chris, is that there are some personal photographs of you, of your family, from the 70s. They're on display. Is that correct? Can you tell us the story behind them? Where were they taken and what moment of community life do they capture?
I want to say something about the museum. They were so respectful of everyone's stories, everyone that was involved, that it was totally community-led. They listened. I was given the opportunity to go and be part of the design team pitch meeting. They asked for my opinion. I saw that there were wonderful ways of using colour and design for this exhibition. And I said to them, do you know what? I have images that may be of interest to use because I'm a photographer, and that in 1978, I went to Greece, spent the year through all the seasons and the cycles and photographing the people and the cycles that of what was happening on the island of Kythira at the time. I said, this will not be like a travel log images. They are a reportage of the people and what was happening at the time. Mm-hmm. And so when I passed those files on to Jamie Schmidt from the design team at UQ, she said she was elated by that the images grounded the exhibition in authenticity. It became a wonderful thing to see that mm-hmm. she too saw that they were important. And really what I was displaying was the type of life that a lot of migrants, you know, my parents migrated in the 50s, you know, more aware now of migrants in the 20s and before, that these sorts of things that people were doing, like land, fishing, mm-hmm. celebrating, festivals, were things that the migrants brought with them and carried within them. This was so beautiful to mm-hmm. see that many of the visitors later knew where the people were, knew which street it was, what village, and the like. So it became a celebration mm-hmm. in the end.
We should mention that the University of Queensland has a lot of international students, and possibly some of them, they will go through the museum. What do you want international students, who may also carry migration stories with them, to take from this specific exhibition, Chris?
These stories matter because migration is not unique to one community. It's a shared human experience. Many students and audiences today carry similar stories of leaving, adapting, and longing to belong. That issue of longing to belong came up a few times, even in the oral stories, that, oh, we wanted to belong, but we wanted to keep the culture alive. And we see this in anybody who migrates. They're universal stories of leaving and belonging.
Yeah. The exhibition started at the end of 2025. It will continue this year, 2026, up to 2027. Do you have the specific days and hours that the museum is open for the visitors to be there to see the exhibition and the objects and also watching the videos?
The museum is open daily, Monday to Friday. I believe it's like 10 till 3:30. Mm-hmm. People can visit or check the website to make sure that I'm correct in those hours. But it gives people the opportunity to work through the Monday to Friday and visit. But we will be having other festivities happening through this year. It's possible that they will also be open on some part of the weekend.
How do you see the so-called Greekness changing in Queensland across generation? You told us that you were taking photos back in the day. How has this changed from then to now? Is the Greek culture still going strong in Queensland?
From being involved in this exhibition and meeting other community curators like Vula and Marie-Christine Souris, and Barbara, what I'm hearing is the stories from Ithaca and also from Kithira and their organisations. As I was a young girl, what would happen here would be there would be three or four dances in the year, or we've got now the Pani Yiri where everyone is involved. I know that from the Kitherian Association point of view, it is important to tell the younger generation, primary school children or the like, that where their heritage originated. And what I noticed was last year, these people were taking their children and their grandchildren back to the islands, witnessing the island as evolved. Now, there are many things that are happening on the island that were there when I was in 78. People are becoming more and more interested in archaeology, in the churches, the icons, the beaches, and the natural beauty of these places. It's very strong to helping the young understand where they come from. They want to keep returning. It is the homecoming, you know. It's really that Odysseus' story, you know, although he is said to be a hero, but we're all on a hero's journey or a heroine's journey. And I think that what this exhibition might say is there is always a return to where you come from. And that would be the case also for the students at UQ, that they can understand, yes, and they want to go home if through the break or whatever, and decide whether they're going to make Australia their home. This is the wonderful thing about it.
Chris Zandis, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Panos. Bye-bye.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.